Good morning and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida, a live medical talk show in which you're about to hear great information that could give you more good years, more extended health, and of course, we always invite your participation. The exception is going to be when the phone lines are not cooperating, as they are not today. Unfortunately, the phone lines are down. If they are in any way functioning again before the end of the program, we'll make sure to make that announcement so you can join the conversation in case you have questions along the way today. And now here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Good morning.
Well, Todd, I think the 800 number will work, no? No,
nothing's working at this point. Nothing. I just tried it a second ago. Yeah, I'm afraid so. But I do believe you've probably got, if I know you, you're over-prepared for the show today and have plenty of good information for
us. Yes, and good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. And as you know, you're on the program, The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues. And Sunday is Father's Day, we all know. And I would like to say a few words. And I was going to have, if people wanted to call and give a tribute to their father. Unfortunately, the phone lines are not working well today. I would like to make a tribute to my father, it's been over 2 years since he passed away. His name was Pedro Antonio Triana. Also known as Pete Triana, and he came here in 1960 with my mother, and he was in the construction business and made terrazzo floors. But I will always remember my father as being so supportive, always loving to read. I think that's where I got my love to read. Mm-hmm. My parents loved to read. Always encouraging me to achieve my goals to be a doctor. And he always made family first, not only his immediate family, but he had extended family that came from Cuba since he came here in 1947. And he would help them also get themselves up with their, you know, get on their feet. Mm-hmm. They brought their families. So, and my father was really good. He had some really great, we called them sayings. One of them was, I remember when I was young and everyone, I was in my 20s and I was still a student. And I said, gee, Dad, you know, everybody's already gotten married. They have a house and I'm still going to school. And even though I always wanted to be a doctor, and he'd say, no matter what you do, time is going to pass.
Mm, very true.
So he was encouraging me to continue my studies. The other saying that I remember is when I went through Hurricane Charlie by myself. We all have Hurricane Charlie stories. And I was with my three dogs in a bathroom in my house. And my dad said afterwards, boy, you got a lot of guts doing that by yourself.
Where was he?
He was in his house with my mother.
Oh, so he wasn't alone in other words. I gotcha.
Yeah, okay. I was alone in my house.
Right.
He was in his house.
Well, if you have your dogs, you're not exactly alone.
I know. I had three dogs. And because I live out in the country, after the storm, he tried to reach me, but the road was full of trees. Mm-hmm. He couldn't go through the road. And no, my grandmother was there, mm-hmm. my mother, he was there. So, yes, I remember that. You got a lot of guts. Well, Dad, if you're listening, I just want you to know we all love you so much. We miss you. I know my mother, they would have been married 55 years.
Wow.
And mom misses you, but you are always, always in our heart. And I know I think of him every single day. Mm-hmm. And I thank him for always being so wonderful and being supportive emotionally also to be able to go go to school and go away from home and study to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank him so much. If you hear my voice today being a little raspy or crackly, it's because I have asthma.
Even doctors have asthma and medical conditions, don't they?
Yes, we do. We're humans. And because I have asthma, my voice can change, and allergies. So I have never smoked. So I can honestly say that it's in my genetic family history. Mm-hmm. But if you hear my voice a little raspy, and that's why. So as I've said before, one of my missions by doing this show is I want everyone out there to understand their bodies, to understand how it works, so that they can keep it healthy. Mm-hmm. Every part of your body is important, and every part of your body is important enough to keep healthy. And also to keep your body healthy is to decrease your risk for a major event. We've talked about risk. We're looking to have more good years, to be healthy, to enjoy our lives, because yes, life is good.
It is. And you want as much out of it as you can.
That's right. So we need to appreciate it is a gift from God. Life is. So I am going to focus today on men's health because it's Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And whether you have a father, you have a brother, you have a spouse, men's health is extremely important. And many times men, you know, they may be the part of being the head of the family or working. They may put their needs aside. We know that women are the ones who are more likely to seek medical attention. Mm-hmm. But we need to encourage men to know your numbers. You know, we've talked about this. What are the numbers we need to know? Well, we all know our age, hopefully, because that's a risk. We need to know what our waist size is. And you know, when patients come, they get kind of surprised. We have a measuring tape in the office. And we measure their waist. And
how dare you?
And the waist is the waist, not just, you know, not where the belt drops to.
Right. There's the waist and then there's the waist.
Right. We want every man to know their blood pressure. You know, most diseases are silent, mm-hmm. most medical conditions. So if we look for the numbers and know the numbers, or if we look to find disease before it gets to be a major event, then we are going to add to that patient's well-being. Mm-hmm. So this is very important. Blood pressure, total cholesterol, know your cholesterol. Know your healthy, your HDL cholesterol. Now, you know, everyone's saying, but wait a minute. This is not just for men. It's for women, too. Yes, but I'm focusing on men today.
Men tend to have that reputation of we will, like you said, put our health needs on a back burner, maybe because we're dedicated to family and work, maybe because we just don't like to talk about our own medical issues. Whatever the reason, men do have that reputation.
Well, we are going to open up the book so everyone can understand about their body on this program and feel more comfortable to bring it up with their doctor.
Good.
As you know, I'm a family physician. I have the Triana Prevention Center. I'm a lipidologist. But you know what? If the patient doesn't tell me what problems they have, it is so important to get a good history. The history and physical is very important. Also, the other thing to know is, do you smoke or not? That's a risk. The weight, your body mass index, that's a number. Mm-hmm. What is your blood sugar? What is your blood sugar fasting? And what are your triglycerides, another fat in your blood. You need to know also your LDL cholesterol, the lousy cholesterol. You know, we still have these, if people come in, these Valentine cards with the numbers, with the questions written on the back. Also, the family history. What is your family history? What did your mother and father, what kind of medical conditions did they have? What did they pass from or what did they didn't pass from? Including grandparents. But also know your brother and sister's health history. Mm-hmm. That's going to be very important. Many times, something will come up and a patient will say, oh, I came to see you because I just heard my brother or my sister just had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you are trying to prevent heart attacks. So, and with that knowledge, they can help themselves. So it's very important to know your family's health history.
So it might be a good weekend, even though Dad's looking forward to a fun day on Sunday, to also maybe have a little bit of a chat about Dad's health background if you've never done that before, because it affects yours.
Right. Now, I know that the phone lines are not functional, which I was hoping to open up more conversation. But if not, we can always ask questions. You can email me any questions at askdrtriana@trianapreventioncenter.com.
And you can also link to that through our website, which is WCCFAM.com. And if you are, you get your email on your phone, I assume like most of us do nowadays.
Yes, I do.
So if somebody would like to email a question now, the doctor will have it in a matter of minutes and maybe be able to answer that for you. I do have an update on the phone system, by the way. We've just received confirmation from Birch Communications, also known as Daystar. That's our service here. There is a large area outage, and technicians are working on it in the Port Charlotte area. No word yet as to a time frame as to when the phones will be active again.
Okay, well, I can tell you that yesterday with the thunderstorms, we had three outages in our office. And of course, the poor computers, they have their little mini heart attacks.
Yeah.
And since computers are so important.
Oh, I know it.
We can't live without them.
I know it.
Okay, so men have a lot of concerns. One of their concerns is the health of their penis. I think it's very important to understand the penis, as we understand, is important not only for an erection. It also is where the conduit of where urine is passed. It's important for reproduction. It also ejaculates. All these functions are important. But the most important thing about the penis is that it can be a window into a man's overall health.
That's fascinating, because we've talked about that with so many other parts of the body, whether it be the eyes or whatever else, that gives you a snapshot of the body's overall health. Obviously, this isn't a subject that is brought up every single week, but I never thought about what you just said. That's a window into a man's health.
It is very, very important.
Good.
Because if you're having issues, dysfunction, or erectile dysfunction with your penis, then you need to know, again, that this is a window into your health. So what affects the penis? One of the conditions is heart disease. Heart disease, vascular disease. The penis works with blood flow. If you have vascular disease or arteriosclerosis, atherosclerosis, and you have decreased blood flow to your penis, you will get a medical condition called erectile dysfunction, also commonly called ED.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very important to understand. And this medical condition can occur not just in the older ages, but in younger ages. So it's very important that you need to discuss this with your physician.
Now, that's an interesting point, because since this became a very common topic of discussion since the advent of Viagra, and it became a very popular topic to have with men and their doctors, you think of this as being an older man's issue. But what you just said is not true.
That is not true. And we're going to go through the different problems that can occur with the penis. Okay. We know that unprotected sex puts you at greater risk to develop sexually transmitted diseases. Mm-hmm. We understand that. We also, and we're going to go in detail of the different sexually transmitted diseases. If you remember last week, we spoke about genital warts, the human papilloma virus. Mm-hmm. Certain medications also affect the function of the penis, and certain treatments. For example, certain surgical procedures such as a radical prostatectomy. Cigarette smoking affects the blood vessels.
We hear that on a weekly basis, no matter what part of the body we're talking about.
Right. So if you're a smoker and you have problems with your erectile dysfunction, you need to look at the fact that you are affecting the vascular bed of your body, the system, and this can affect the penis. So this may be the first symptom that you get indicating, I call those red flags, by the way, a red flag that you may have vascular disease. That's very important.
And it sounds logically like that's going to be one of the first areas of discussion. Should a man go see his physician about ED? And as a smoker, you got to start somewhere. That seems like the obvious target to start, doesn't it?
Yes, but there's other effects, and we're gonna break each one down.
Okay.
Very important. Mm-hmm. Hormone levels can affect also the function of the penis. Mm-hmm. We know that low testosterone, not only does it affect the function, but it can affect your libido, your interest in sex, and even affect your bone health. Testosterone is very important for your overall well-being also. Mm-hmm. Psychological issues can also affect the function. Depression can cause decreased libido. Trauma as a child, lack of self-esteem or body image. There, you know, men and women are constantly being assaulted on the television with body image.
Very true.
And many people feel if they don't look exactly like the, quote, male or female models in the world, which are one in, I think, millions, that they feel that they have decreased body image and lack of self-esteem. And this can also affect your psychological well-being. This is very important. Neurological conditions can also affect the function of the penis, and that would be stroke, spinal cord injury or back injuries, MS, and dementia. So this is very important to understand. We know that getting older also involves decrease in testosterone in your body. Now, we're going to dedicate, because I really feel this is very important, a whole program to andropause.
What is andropause?
Andropause is a name given to men as they age or lack of testosterone in their body.
Sounds a little bit like menopause. This is menopause, perhaps.
Right. Well, menopause is in women, and that has to do with the decrease of estrogen in your body. So if you, the thing with women, it's that it can be more abrupt However, it really is a transition, okay. The menopause transition. As you know, I've done advanced study in being a menopause practitioner. I'm a certified menopause practitioner, so I can take care of my patients with the issues that arise in menopause. Uh-huh. But I'm also here to help men with these other issues. You need to be able to bring this up. There should be no embarrassment. It is important that your sexual health, your overall function, erectile dysfunction, if you have that, is very important to bring up to your doctor. It's very important, and not to neglect it. And we're going to explain why.
All right.
Okay. So as men get older, after the age of 30, the production of testosterone in your body decreases by 1%.
Over 30?
Over the age of 30.
Okay.
30.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're 70 years old, many men can have 50% less testosterone in their body than they did when they were young.
Mm-hmm.
So this is important to understand. And again, we're going to have a whole program on andropause, how to check for it, what to look for, and why it's important. My focus today is on the overall well-being of men's health, but also to focus, and so that men understand the function, again, of your penis is a window into your health. That's very important to understand.
I don't think many men, speaking as the male voice on this program, think of our bodies in that way. We know there are a lot of things that can tell stories about our body and tell what's going on, but that's not an area I typically think of as being a barometer for my overall health.
Yet
we're getting a new perspective thanks to Dr. Triana.
And again, we want to understand our bodies. The beauty of the body is incredible. I've always loved science. I'm fascinated by understanding how everything works and also trying to diagnose the problem with my patients and helping them. It's such a pleasure to be able to use your brain power to help another human being.
Right.
But I always tell patients, I'm only as good as the information I get. So if someone comes to me and never complains about certain conditions, how are we going to know, right?
Well, and that's going to be a recurring theme in this discussion. But as a man, I have to ask what I think a lot of guys might be asking. How do I get over the embarrassment factor? I'm a man. It's tough for me to talk about these things.
It is tough, but know that your doctor, whether it is a man or a woman, is trained and schooled and studied to help you. To help each and every patient, man or woman or young person. It's very, very important. And if you at least break the ice, you will see that the person who's taking care of you can present it in such a way as I am today, in the perspective that, wow, do you have this problem? Well, then, you know, this may be that you have vascular disease. You know, if a patient comes to me and says, you know, I'm having erectile dysfunction. Well, we need to look at, you may have vascular disease, or maybe it's your medication, or maybe you had an injury in the past. All these things can be evaluated. So you've got to break the ice. I know sometimes some men feel uncomfortable even going to a female physician. And I tell them, look, I've been doing this for many years, taking care of patients. And I am here to take good care of you. If you give me the information, I'm here to help you. So I don't know what else I could say. I guess that's...
Well, what I hear you saying, and I think it's a good takeaway from this program today, is that if a gentleman can come in and broach the subject with you, that you'll do everything in your power then to make it a comfortable conversation.
Yes, comfortable with knowledge, with caring, because our sexual life is very important. I have said that an intimate life should be forever. Just because somebody turns 65 does not mean you give up your intimate life.
That's
because you turn 85 should not mean you have a partner in life, you have a spouse. That is very important. So going back to other things that affects the penis, I know a lot of people are getting body piercings and tattoos.
Indeed.
And there are people, men, who get piercings on their penis. And we want them to know that this can also predispose you or put you at risk to develop infections, inflammation.
Okay.
Okay. So that's very important that men understand that. So what can we do when someone has problems? And what are the problems that can occur with the penis? Well, maybe we should do a little tiny break and we're going to go into that.
All right. We'll take a quick time out here just to remind you that you're listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, a talk show brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. You can visit them at TrianaPreventionCenter.com. That's T-R-I-A-N-A, Prevention Center, all one word, .com. And from there, you can send emails to Dr. Triana suggesting possible future topics or asking questions. Normally, also, we would be inviting you to join us by phone on this radio program. And I would have encouraged mightily for all men to call and join this program because we need to be talking about these things more than we are. Today, however, there is basically a citywide phone outage and the phone lines are down for the moment. We apologize for that. If they come back up within the next half hour, I'll be sure to jump on and let everybody know.
I appreciate that.
Back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone. Remember, we're opening this conversation up because I want every one of you out there, man, woman, and this may be a topic. Maybe we should have forewarned people, not, you know, if you don't want children to hear. But I think it's important that we all understand our anatomy, our bodies, to take better care of it.
Well, it's all being presented in a scientific and medical way anyway, not in any way to titillate or anything. It's just here so that you can learn more, like you said, about your body.
It's so important. And so what can occur with your penis health? Well, we know one of the most common complaints is, again, as we discussed, is erectile dysfunction. Erectile dysfunction is very important because men are not able to either complete sexual intercourse or be able to have an erection in order to initiate sexual intercourse. So that's very important. We also know that some men can suffer from an erection. I'm sure you've seen the commercials for an erection lasts or a painful erection. That's called priapism, and that's a persistent erection. Also, men can complain about they don't have an ejaculation, they have a premature ejaculation or a delayed ejaculation or even retrograde where that ejaculation goes into the bladder. Also, men might complain, and it can occur where they have sexually transmitted diseases. The ones we need to look at are gonorrhea, which still exists. You know, it's been around for a long time. Chlamydia, syphilis, genital warts, which we discussed about the human papilloma virus. And, you know, I'm going to continue this conversation next program also to give people a chance to call in if they have a question.
That's good.
And we'll talk also more about the andropause.
All right.
Another thing is genital herpes. That can affect your health of your penis. What do we need to look for? Well, first of all, we need to know to look.
I guess that's
how
obvious.
Many people don't look. They don't look at their genital parts, male or female. They don't look or examine, even look in their mouth to look at their teeth. You need to be aware to look and examine your body. If you only go see your doctor, maybe depending on your age, you need to be able to say, look, I found this problem. I found this issue. So this is very important. You need to know that it's working normally, and if it doesn't work, you want to see what's wrong.
So you're your own first line of defense when it comes to these things. Gotcha.
You have to be proactive. So look for when you pass your urine, do you have pus? Do you have urine? Do you have blood in your urine? Do you have a discharge coming from your penis? Do you have sores or blisters that do not heal? Remember, you can also get cancer of the penis. So that's very important. Is there a sore that doesn't go away? Do you have a mold that changes colors or grows or start to bleed? We did the program about skin cancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember, you can get melanoma where you'd never get any sun, such as under the nails, in the genital area, or the rectum. So know your body.
So it'd be a real mistake for a gentleman to say, I would never go skinny dipping, so I don't have to worry about melanoma in that area of my body. That's just not true.
That's not true. You need to look for that. We also know, very important, is the health of your foreskin. We know the foreskin in some men who are not circumcised, because circumcised removes part of the foreskin, they can get infections if they don't practice good hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
So when the foreskin is not able to retract, that's called phimosis. So that's very important to know that this can affect the health of your penis. Yeast infections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hear women can get yeast infections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeast lives on your body normally. But if there's an imbalance, for example, in the women where their vagina, the pH changes, or they've been taking antibiotics,
mm-hmm.
they can get what are called yeast infection. Candida. Well, men can also get yeast infections,
mm-hmm.
Redness, scaly areas on the penis and the groin, you know, the old, quote, jock itch.
Mm-hmm.
That is a yeast infection.
Mm.
So this needs to be brought up to your physician or your healthcare provider. Very, very important.
I wonder how many men have thought they could get a yeast infection. You do tend to think of that as a female-only disorder, but that's just not true. As a matter of fact, like you said, I'm thinking specifically of in the human mouth. You can get oral thrush from yeast.
Right. That's a yeast infection,
sure.
too.
So it's everywhere.
So it lives everywhere. You know, your body has good bacteria, bad bacteria, mm-hmm. in your intestines, on your skin, and it's just such a balance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to understand, you know, a lot of times patients are, oh, I want an antibiotic.
Mm.
They need to understand that antibiotics are not the cure-all.
Right.
That if you take an antibiotic, you may suffer other consequences, mm-hmm. such as a yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
Such as diarrhea. I mean, it also throws the good bacteria in your system off balance.
Okay.
So men can get yeast infections, and that's very, very important.
When women get yeast infections, there's a whole host of products that are available over the counter for her to self-treat, but not so much so for men. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, there are the same creams you can use also for men.
I see. Okay.
You know, you're not going to use the ovules,
mm-hmm.
which there's some ovules that are, are used for vaginal mm-hmm. yeast infections.
Right.
But there are topical creams that can be used.
All right.
Another condition that affects the health of the penis is a condition called Peyronie's disease. What that happens is an abnormal scar in the penis, which can cause the penis to have a bend or a bent. Mm-hmm. And it can cause, in some men, painful erections or even inability to complete an erection or to be able to successfully have intercourse. So that's something that needs also, the man needs to see that this is occurring.
I don't know if anybody remembers, this became a very popular topic thanks to former President Bill Clinton, who allegedly suffers with the condition. And there was a time at which this became a very, which was actually a good thing because nobody was talking about this.
You know, I didn't know that Clinton, mm-hmm. I guess, had this medical condition.
Yes.
That's interesting.
I can't tell from firsthand knowledge. It's always been alleged.
From the gossip. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's important to understand these conditions and things that you can do. What can you do to prevent some of these conditions? Well, we did talk about, again, cancer, a non-healing lesion. If you see something, please don't wait. Again, whether your doctor is a female, a male, or your nurse practitioner is a male or a female, or your physician's assistant, each one of these caregivers is trained to take care of these issues. So, and as I tell my patients, if I don't know the answer, believe me, I'm going to find out the answer. Because I'm here to take good care of my patients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that, you know, we strive. We're getting more and more patients, new patients, who want that, you know, one-on-one feeling of, this is my family doctor. I'm going to come and see my family doctor. And my family doctor cares about me. Now, I know all doctors care about what they're doing, but, you know, it's really important. I know I love, and I tell my patients, I love what I do. I love taking care of my patients. I feel blessed that I get to do what I want to do every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love doing the radio program, too.
That's true.
And I have more and more positive feedback about the radio program. I even had one patient speak about, oh, my little Dotsons. So how can we prevent a disease, a condition? And how can men be aware of taking good care of their penis?
Yes, because you've given us quite a smorgasbord of problems, but how do we prevent any of that from happening?
Okay. Well, obviously, we know one of the things we've discussed is our vascular health.
Yes.
We've talked about quit smoking, which because it affects your vascular health, mm-hmm. lowering our cholesterol, controlling the diabetes or lowering your blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Exercising is good for your penis. Why? Because it improves your vascular health. So if you start young, watching your diet, exercising, you're going to preserve your vascular system and also preserve the function of your penis. So this is very, very important. This is not just, you know, let's wait until we need to use medications. Diet, exercise, keeps your arteries healthy. So whatever you can do to keep your arteries healthy, guess what? That's going to affect the health of your penis.
I think it goes without saying that blood flow is an extremely important component in a man's sexual health. So
yes, it's very important.
That's necessary.
Know what medicines you're on. Know what medicines you're on and bring it up, because every one of us is an individual. A medicine that may work on you may not work on me, or may have a side effect on me and not a side effect on the next person. If you're on a new medication and you see that this is affecting your sexual function, bring it up with your doctor. Don't just stop the medication. Make your doctor aware that this has affected your sexual function, because we can change the medication and find a medicine that's going to do the job but yet not affect your function. So this is important. Bring it up.
What kinds of medications are known to have that effect?
Well, in different, some blood pressure medications can affect the function of the penis. Mm-hmm. Some antidepressants also can affect. There's a list of medications, but again, it's individual.
It's individual.
It's not like a blank, you know, carte blanche. So this is very important. But again, going back to your vascular health, work on that, take care of those blood vessels, and those blood vessels will be able to do their job when called upon for your sexual health.
Okay.
So that's very important.
Vascular health, important.
Examine your body. Know your body parts. Check to see if there's any changes. This is very, very important. Also, safe sex. Condoms are very important. And we're talking about all ages.
I was just going to ask.
Not just in the young. A lot of older patients are sexually active. Please use a condom. Practice sexual health. Remember we talked about the human papilloma virus?
Mm-hmm.
The more partners you have, the greater risk of getting that infection. And that is also with other sexually transmitted diseases. So, though we encourage everyone to have a good, intimate, and sexual life, know that you have to practice safe sex.
I think there's a bit of a misnomer in that as we age, there's the thought that my female partner is past childbearing years, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. But that's not the case here.
No.
And we're not talking about pregnancy.
That's a different issue, because we know that sexually transmitted diseases can occur at any age. We know that birth control pills do not keep you from getting sexually transmitted diseases.
In fact, I remember reading one of the fastest growing age groups for STDs are senior citizens.
Yes. And as you know, we have the highest percentage of over the age of 65 in the whole country, in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We have the highest. So for everyone out there, and again, I know that I was hoping that we would open the phone lines and have conversation. We know the phones are not functioning.
I keep trying, but not
today.
Yet.
So keep those questions, if you have any, because we're going to bring up the male andropause at the next show. It's very important.
Okay. All right.
We spoke about the human papillomavirus. We spoke about human papillomavirus and genital warts. We spoke before also about the risk it can associate with oral cancer. Mm-hmm. That was our last program. So it's very important to prevent the human papillomavirus by getting both men and women vaccinated for this disease, for this virus.
That has to be done at a young age.
Yes, between the age of 9 and 26.
Okay.
So this, again, I always look into the future. What can I do today to prevent a major event later on in the future?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stop smoking. We talked about that. That is very, very important. Mental health is also important. As we stressed, you know, some people have lack of self-esteem or poor body image, and that can affect the function of their penis. Mm-hmm. Also, certain medications will affect the functions of the penis, antidepressants. So you need to know. They can also decrease your libido. We know that increased alcohol intake will also affect the function, and increased alcohol intake can also cause and lead to depression.
Mm.
You know, people used to think, well, a few cocktails, that's going to stimulate the libido or increase the interest in sex.
Sure.
When actually it does the opposite.
Mm.
It can decrease the efficiency of the function of the penis, and it also can decrease libido.
All right.
So that's very, very important. Remember, libido is interest in intimate or sexual life. That's very important. And it gets affected in both men and women by alcohol. So that's very important.
Men and women.
Men and women can get affected.
One of the things about this program is it does tend to shoot down some of the old myths that go around. And it's been a myth, I think, forever that too many drinks will lead to a man not being able to perform. But it's not just men.
It's not just men. And we know that in your intimate life, you also, men and women are interested in having an orgasm. So in order to have the end result of being able to have an orgasm, again, you have to look at what medicines you're taking, how much alcohol you're taking. Is blood flowing to that part of your body that is the most sensitive to achieve an orgasm? So if you have severe vascular disease, if you're a smoker, if you have a history of stroke or heart attack, we know you have vascular disease.
That's true.
So it may take longer to achieve the desired effect if that person has decreased blood flow to those sensitive tissues. You know, this is really important. And we know, for example, that diabetes also affects your nerve system. You know, one of the causes in people with diabetes is diabetic neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
That neuropathy affects your whole body. The feeling, sensation, you'll hear patients say, you know, I don't feel my toes like I used to.
Right.
I feel
right.
like I have like a sock mm-hmm. over my foot and it doesn't feel the same. Well, this high level of blood sugar affects the nerves in all your body.
Mm.
So it's going to affect also your sexual health. So again, we are looking into the window of your body and looking at other parts of your body as being, if there's a problem there, that you have a red flag. I think that's very important to understand.
I think we do, too.
It's very, very important. So keep your arteries healthy. We also know that you need to continue to have sexual function. You know, the old adage, if you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Mm-hmm.
That also affects your intimate health. There was a big revolution with the use of Viagra,
yes.
Cialis, Levitra, because many men could now have sexual function, intercourse, and this was a big, big revolution.
Oh, yes.
It increased their sexual health. So we know that if you do not continue to use your sexual function, yes, there is more of a chance that you can lose it. So we want everyone to understand that a sexual and intimate life can go on forever. And it's important to address this, again, with your partner, with your doctor. You know, I know that a lot of people are trying to be, oh, I don't want to talk about that. I get embarrassed.
Right.
Is my partner going to think less of me because I'm bringing up these issues? If you bring up these issues at a time when you're together, not necessarily in the throes of passion.
Timing.
Timing. Bring up these issues and talk about it and take it out in the open. I will say that this is going to improve your relationship with your spouse, with your partner, so that you can show you are human. This is what's happening. This is what our goals are as a relationship.
Well, that kind of communication in and of itself is a different kind of intimacy, is what it is.
Yes. So you can continue to have an intimate life. And I encourage that with my patients. I encourage that. You know, some people will say, well, you know, I've already retired, and I've retired that part of my life too.
Uh-huh.
I'm not interested, or my husband is not interested, or the man says, well, I can't function. You know, there's things that can be done to help improve your intimate life.
Uh-huh.
It's important for the well-being of the couple, for your intimate life.
So don't just accept that any of these conditions are merely a function of getting older. It does not have to be, is what you're saying.
Right. And know that if you are young and you have issues with the function of your penis, or if you have also a lesion that doesn't go away, a sore, a blister, or something that scabs and reopens, this needs to be checked. And remember that safe sex is important for every age, that you need to be using a condom. And also, remember to talk to your doctor. Explain to your doctor, look, I'm having these issues. Whether you're a man or a woman, this needs to be brought up so that you can start to prevent a serious condition from occurring and to increase and continue your intimate life with your partner. You know, there is so much that can be done. We're going to talk about the andropause on our next show. And I hope you remember that we're here at the Triana Prevention Center, that this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. You can bring in calls next week.
Yes, we will virtually guarantee that.
And I want everyone to stay healthy and have more good years. And I'm here for you. Thank you.
CCF Punta Gorda.
News Radio 1580.
Charlotte County's only news talk radio station, serving you around the clock.